Hello there and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're going to be talking about The Odd Squad, which is a new TV show.
Yes, it's called 金牌小特务. So Mike, what do you like to watch on TV?
Ooh, what do I like to watch on TV? What do I like to watch on TV?
I don't think you like to watch anything on TV.
Well, I like to watch some things. Sometimes there's a good history show or maybe a good sports contest, a soccer game or a car race. News, sometimes the news is interesting.
But you know what?
What
Sometimes
is that?
I like to watch reality shows.
Oh, that's what I don't like to watch.
也就是实境秀 on TV. But sometimes I want to learn something new from TV, so I watch, you know what? Discovery.
Discovery Channel, Nat Geo, those are great channels as well. But of course, sometimes you just want to have a little bit of entertainment while also learning a bit of science or a bit of history, and that's where the Odd Squad might come in.
没错，在这个 Discovery Kids 少年探索频道呢，就有这个新的节目called Odd Squad.
Wow, very, very cool. And it's on Discovery Kids. It's made for kids, but it will also be very, very entertaining. It's going to have a lot of fans, so we're going to be learning a lot more about it, aren't we?
Yes, today we're going to read about a new show on Discovery Kids called 金牌小特务一直重复对不对? Why don't we start our article now?
Sounds like a good idea.
Odd Squad.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Something strange is happening, but you don't know why. What can you do?If your problem is about numbers, try calling the Odd Squad. They might not be the Avengers.But no case is too big or too small. Agents Olive and Otto are from the new Discovery Kids show, Odd Squad.These two smart and hard-working kids solve confusing problems all around their town.Sometimes they need help. From their friends, other agents, and a few useful tools. Their best tool, though, is math.
Happen. What is happening over there? A lot of people are looking at something. What is happening over there? A lot of people are looking at something. Hard working. Hard working. Jim is a hard working person. He always does a great job at work. Jim is a hard working person. He always does a great job at work. Confusing. Confusing. This computer game is confusing. What should I do next? This computer game is confusing. What should I do next? Math. Math. Clark isn't good with numbers, so he hates math class. Clark isn't good with numbers, so he hates math class.
All right, so our article begins by telling us something strange is happening, but you don't know why. Okay, something strange, we could also say something weird or something odd, is happening, but we don't know why. That's quite mysterious. I have many, many questions.
奇怪的事情呢，正在发生，可是你不知道为什么。那奇怪的这个字 strange, 其实我们可以用 weird 或是 odd 来代换。
But before we get to the answers to my questions, we should look at one of our word power words here, happen. So our first word for today, happen, it's a verb. It's spelled H-A-P-P-E-N, H-A-P-P-E-N. And when something happens, it occurs, it takes place. Some kind of action or event or something like that goes on. You might be there, you might see it, you might not be there, you might hear about it on the news. But many things happen every day. Sometimes important things happen, like when two presidents meet or when a volcano blows up. That would be on the news, but other things could happen too. Maybe your friends will have a birthday party this week, and when that happens, you would want to be there. When that action takes place, you would want to be part of that event. Let's look at our example sentence. It reads, what is happening over there? A lot of people are looking at something. What is happening over there? A lot of people are looking at something.
Happen 这个动词是发生的意思。那我们的例句说呢？那里正在发生什么事啊？有很多人正盯着某个东西看。Happen 这个字呢，同学们特别要注意，它是永远主动，没有被动态。那如果呢，我们今天看到一个好朋友在哭 ，When we see a friend crying， 我们可以怎么问他呢 ？What happened？ Why are you crying？ 因为事情呢已经发生了，所以你会在问句里头用的是过去。Okay, now we know from the article that something strange is happening.
Of course, but there's still many questions. We don't know what's happening and why something is happening. So the article next asks another question. If something strange is happening, the article says, what can you do? What can you do?
What can you do? 你可以怎么做呢? I can call somebody for help.
Okay. If you're having a problem, you might want to call someone for help. And here we're having a bit of a special problem, so we'll call a special group of people. The article says, if your problem is about numbers...Try calling the odd squad. Yeah, that's right. Numbers like 1, 2, 3, 10, 1,000, a million. If we're talking about numbers and they can help with number problems, are these people really good at math?
I think so. 如果你的问题呢是关于数字 numbers, 试着联络 the odd squad, 金牌小特务. So, like you said, they must be very good at numbers at math.
Yeah, or at least they have a very good calculator.
计算机
That could also be. The article continues, they might not be the Avengers, but no case is too big or too small. So yes, don't expect Iron Man and Thor and the Hulk to show up. But when you think about it, would you really want the Avengers to help you with math?
Imagine the
Hulk trying to use a calculator. Urgh, smash!
No, and you know what? They're Americans, so they're not good at math.
Oh, really? Oh, well, there's maybe another reason.
Are you an American?
No.
Oh, thanks.Okay, so in that, 他们呢也许不是 the Avengers, 复仇者联盟，但是大小案件他们一手包办。 So, who are these people?
Great question. Yes, we know who the Avengers are, but who are the Odd Squad? The article tells us exactly who they are. Agents Olive and Otto are from the new Discovery Kids show, Odd Squad. So there you go. There's only two members of the Odd Squad, and it's kind of odd or strange that they both have names that start with O, Olive and Otto.
所以 Olive 跟 Otto 这两位特务是来自 Discovery Kids 少年探索频道的新节目《金牌小特务》。我们看到 agent 这个字啊，它是特务、特工 ，a secret agent 就是所谓的秘密特工。那 agent 也可以当作代理人、经纪人来解释。Celebrities 名人 have agents.And if you have an agent, you can say, hey, please contact my agent for further information. So, Mike, what are these two agents like? I can't wait to know more about them.
That's a good idea. Let's find out more. It says these two smart and hardworking kids solve confusing problems all around their town. Wow, they sound really smart, really helpful, and really energetic if they're helping people all around the town. Good for them.
这两位聪明又努力的小孩呢，在他们居住的小镇上到处解决令人困惑的问题。
And of course, we know that the kids are smart. That means they're intelligent, they have good brains. But we also know that they are hardworking. Interesting. Hardworking, it's an adjective. It's spelled H-A-R-D dash or hyphen working, W-O-R-K-I-N-G. H-A-R-D, hard, working, W-O-R-K-I-N-G, hardworking. Now, as I mentioned, hardworking is an adjective. We can talk about people, animals, maybe even machines being hardworking. And what does it mean? Well, it means basically they work hard. They put a lot of energy and effort into the work that they do. They could also put a lot of time into their job. So a hardworking train engine will be going from one end of the country to the other. It will seldom break down. It will get a lot of miles done. A hardworking person might spend a lot of time at their office. A hardworking student would spend a lot of time at the library or other places studying, doing even more homework than many of the other classmates. They're very hardworking. They work hard. For example, Jim is a hardworking person. He always does a great job at work. Jim is a hardworking person. He always does a great job at work. Good job, Jim.
Hardworking 这个形容词是勤奋的、努力的。那要注意哦，它是一个复合形容词，所以我们看到 hard 和 working 中间有一个 hyphen 连接。那么例句说呢 ，Jim 是一个很好、很努力的人，他总是在工作上表现得非常优异。
Very, very interesting. And again.Good for you, Jim. And also good for Otto and Olive. Now, we know that they're hardworking, and one of the things they do very well for people is solve confusing mysteries or confusing situations around the town. Confusing is another adjective. This one's a little harder to spell, so pay attention. Confusing, C-O-N-F-U-S-I-N-G. C-O-N-F-U-S-I-N-G. Confusing.Now, confusing, as I mentioned, it is an adjective, and it basically means that something that is difficult to understand, or information that seems to be telling you two things that are different, but at the same time. So, for example, if you asked one person, how do I get to the train station? And they said, oh, go that way. And then immediately after, you asked another person, they said, oh, the train station's that way. You'd say, wait, this is really confusing. One person said left, one person said right. I am confused. We could also say, I am confused. You are confused because the information you are getting is all mixed up. It's hard to understand. It's confusing. Have you ever tried to watch a film in, I don't know, Russian or German, and the people are just speaking a language you don't understand? That's probably quite a confusing film to watch. It's hard to understand. For example, this computer game is confusing. What should I do next? This computer game is confusing. What should I do next?
Confusing 这个形容词解释为令人困惑的。例句说呢，这个电脑游戏很令人困惑诶，我接下来该做些什么？那这个情绪形容词呢，其实是由动词 confuse 转换而来的。如果我们要用 confuse 这个动词来做解释的话呢，我们会说它是使困惑。代换回例句 ，This computer game confuses me。 它令我困惑，使我困惑。What should I do next? 那如果你要说，哎，我真的感到很困惑，哎，感到困惑的，我们说 confused， 也就是在字尾加上 d。I'm confused. Can you explain it again?
I could, but it will take too much time. And then we also saw this little phrase, all around something. They help solve confusing problems all around their town. That just means in many parts of a certain area. For example, you could find 7-Elevens all around Taiwan in many different places.
没错 all round 就是遍及的意思啦。
All right, back to the article. It says, sometimes they, that's the odd squad, sometimes they need help from their friends, other agents, and a few useful tools. So just like the Avengers, sometimes the problem is too big to solve on their own, so they need help from friends, other agents, I guess other secret agents like them,
yeah,
who are good at math, and maybe a few tools, like a ruler or a calculator or something like that.
所以有些时候呢，他们需要来自他们的朋友啦，其他的特务或是一些实用工具的帮忙。
But their best tool, though, is math. That's the main thing that they use. That's their best tool for solving their mysteries.
然而呢，他们最棒的工具就是数学。
Math. 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 It's a noun. It's a word. It's very short. It's spelled M-A-T-H. M-A-T-H. And it's our next word power word. Let's find out more.Math. Math is using numbers to solve problems. If I said something like, what's 3 plus 2? And you answered 4, I'd say you're terrible at math. But if you said 5, I'd say you're really good at math because you're able to use numbers to solve problems, to reach conclusions. We use math in lots of different things that we do, from figuring how much money we just spent at the store, to figuring out how much weight we're losing on our diet, to scientists figuring out pretty much everything. That's right, if you want to go to the moon, build a bridge, or drive a car over a long distance, you'll probably use some math to figure out some of the answers. For example, Clark isn't good with numbers, so he hates math class. Clark isn't good with numbers, so he hates math class.
Math, 数学,它的全名是 mathematics, 那我们是取前四个字母 math, M-A-T-H, 来当作简称。那例句说呢 ,Clark 对数字不擅长,所以他讨厌数学课。另外呢我们在文章中看到 though 这个字它是当副词使用用来表示语气上面的转折。现在我们就先到 Matchbox 里头听讲师讲解这个字的用法。
找亮点。Hello, 欢迎来到今天的 Magic Box。今天呢，我们要跟一位叫做 Though 的好朋友好好的缠斗一番啊，不是啦。Though 的用法呢，看似很复杂，但其实呢，也没有那么难懂哦。Though 有很大的部分的时间呢，当作连接词来使用，连接两个子句或者是片语。那主要呢，会表示两种意思。第一种，虽然、尽管，可放在句首或是句中。例如说呢 ，Though Jamie is only 6 years old, she can play the piano very well. Though Jamie is only 6 years old, she can play the piano very well. 虽然呢 ，Jamie 才6岁，她钢琴却已经弹得很好了。听到这里呢 ，You cannot fall asleep though you may be tired. You cannot fall asleep though you may be tired. 听到这里呢，你可能累了，但是不能睡着啊。那 though 当连接词的第二种意思是什么呢？有但是的意思。那这时候的 though 呢，会引导一个子句，这个子句某种程度上会否定了前面所说过的东西。例如说呢 ，I really enjoyed this movie though I didn't understand parts of it.I really enjoyed this movie, though I didn't understand parts of it. 有看出来吗？我说呢，我真的很喜欢这部电影，但是电影有些地方我看不懂。所以呢，后面那句话等于某种程度的削弱了前面所说的喜欢。讲完了 though 当连接词的用法，现在来谈谈它当副词的时候会怎么用。啊，不然直接看课文里面那句话好啦。 Their best tool, though, is math. Their best tool, though, is math. 这里说到呢，特务们有很多实用的工具，但最最实用的还是数学。我其实刚刚就已经偷偷把答案说出来了，有发现吗？就是但是不过的意思，和 however 很像，常用来补充说明他前面说过的内容。虽然呢，课文里面是把它放在句中，但其实它更常见的用法是放在句尾哦。例如说 ,Fanny and I went to college together, we haven't talked for years though. Fanny and I went to college together, we haven't talked for years though. Fanny 呢跟我上同一间大学，但是我们已经好几年都没有说话了。Though 呢的用法就讲到这里，也没有跟他比较熟一点呢？那用接下来这一题来测试一下你们的友谊吧。你会如何用英文说，虽然当时正在下雨，我们还是去践行了呢？
The answer is, though it was raining, we went hiking. 你有答对吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, well, we've finished our article for today, but don't worry, we'll be back with more about the Odd Squad for tomorrow. But before we finish, we're going to play a little game as we review some of the word power words we learned today. Isn't this going to be fun? It's going to be so exciting.
It's going to be so fun.
Oh my gosh, I can't
okay,
wait.
Mike,
I'm going to call my mom. All right.
Can you think of a word now in your mind?
I can think of a word now. Oh, are we playing the game now?
Yeah, of course.
I think you told me we're going to play like a yes-no 20 questions game. You're going to ask questions, I'm going to think of a word, but I can only answer your questions with yes or no.
Right.
Okay, I'm thinking of one of our word power words now.
Is it a long word? 很长吗?
No.
不长啊。Is it one of the subjects at school?
Yes.
是科目吗? Oh, then it's math.
Well,
数学嘛。
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
That was pretty easy. All right, your turn to think of a word, okay?
My turn?
Yes.
Okay, I'm
your
ready.
Your turn. Is this a word we would use to describe a person, to talk about a person?
No.
No. Is this a word that we would use to talk about maybe information?
Information, 资讯 maybe, no.
No, okay, so if it's not a person, then I'm thinking it's not hardworking. If it's not information, I thought confusing. Remember that word, confusing information? This is really confusing information. But she said no, but it was kind of a soft no. So is this something that takes place or goes on?
Yes, so the word is?
It must be the word happen.
Happen, 发生, that's right.
Like taking place or going on. How did you guys do? Were you able to guess the words as I asked the questions or as Elsie did? If not, play the game again and learn how to do it better. No, have fun with it. But we'll be back here tomorrow to have more fun with you guys and the Odd Squad. I'm looking forward to it. Until then, I'm Mike.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Odd Squad.
Something strange is happening, but you don't know why. What can you do? If your problem is about numbers, try calling the Odd Squad. They might not be the Avengers, but no case is too big or too small. Agents Olive and Otto are from the new Discovery Kids show, Odd Squad.These two smart and hardworking kids solve confusing problems all around their town. Sometimes they need help from their friends, other agents, and a few useful tools. Their best tool, though, is math.
Happen. Happen.What is happening over there? A lot of people are looking at something. What is happening over there? A lot of people are looking at something. Hard working. Hard working. Jim is a hard working person. He always does a great job at work. Jim is a hard-working person. He always does a great job at work. Confusing. Confusing. This computer game is confusing. What should I do next? This computer game is confusing. What should I do next? Math. Math. Clark isn't good with numbers, so he hates math class. Clark isn't good with numbers, so he hates math class.